Morocco, week 4, Thursday. And now, episode 19 of Moon Over Morocco.
A small date stone props up the water jar.
Mojo, passing himself off as a black Moroccan, attempted to follow the old woman, the dealer in herbs, Fatma Tajim. But he lost sight of her in the crowded Medina. When he saw her next, she was standing outside Kelly's. As it turned out, the old Fatma had followed Mojo. As we look in, Sonny and Kelly are out on the beach talking. Kelly has a plan to bait a hook and see what kind of fish will bite. Sonny will be the bait.
You know, the Contessa de Zazina really knows a lot.
She's been around long enough, that's for sure.
She knows an awful lot about occult things. Mysticism, whatever you call that.
Mumbo jumbo.
She said that after we die, we have an incredible freedom because we're free of our body. She said it's the form that limits. And when the form perishes, the limitation is removed. She said this really interesting thing about animals and their rebirth. She said they didn't have complete self-consciousness, but have a group soul. And the experience of each animal in the group adds to the knowledge of all.
Collective unconscious.
No one's ever solved instinct, you know? The example she gave was, why does a quail a day old hide itself and remain perfectly motionless when a human approaches? But won't it all be bothered by the passing of a rabbit or a squirrel? And in places like the Antarctic, birds and animals, both young and old, are unafraid of man. What she's saying is that the youngest have the knowledge of the oldest because they're attached to the same group soul or the same source of consciousness. It's like a storehouse of experiences, and the baby quail knows that in the past, men kill quails.
Know your common enemy, hmm?
So, in places like Antarctica, humans hadn't been bothering them, so there's no instinct to warn them about us. She said there's evidence of this. Countries that hadn't had telephones when the wires are first put up, the birds fly against the wires and are killed off by the thousands the first season. But when the next season's birds are hatched, they know better and avoid the wires. If the group soul thing didn't exist, then there wouldn't be such a sudden adjustment. Interesting, isn't it?
The Contessa's been teaching you a little elementary theosophy.
Is that what it is?
Sonny, how would you like to participate in a little experiment?
Wouldn't you like to hear how animals incarnate into human beings? Or do you already know that?
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, she said that a really interesting cat or dog may be just finishing animal evolution and will be reborn at a low human level.
What's a low human level?
I suppose she'd consider that to be someone like you. That was a joke.
Not in the Contessa's eyes, it ain't.
Why don't you two get along?
Look, about this experiment, I need someone who is new to Tangier.
Like me?
Yeah. And what I'd like you to do is spend a few days in room 642 of the Hotel El Maghrib.
that was Jack's room? Where the balcony fell off and the wall cracked in and fell and the
That
whole
was
thing.
All his imagination.
And you'd like to see if I will have a similar imagination?
I'll pay for the room.
A kept woman?
Well, I hadn't thought of it like that.
Okay, what's in it for me?
Thrills. An adventure. And we may get an insight into what happened with Jack.
Mojo plays a beautiful piano.
So?
Okay. But if I start hearing owls outside my window, I'm gonna call the police.
My God, don't call the police.
They wouldn't understand?
Look, Sonny. Everyone here is suspicious of everyone else, and for good reason. If the police think you're up to something, out you go. Out I go. Out of the country.
So, no police. Even if the hotel caves in.
No police.
Oui, madame.
I'd like a room.
Oui. You will fill out this form.
Yes.
Your passport, please.
Oh, certainly. There's a particular room I'd like to have.
Oui.
642.
Why is that?
I beg your pardon?
Why does madame wish 642?
A friend of mine stayed there and liked it very much.
What was his name?
It was a her. It was a while ago, maybe 2 years, but I remember the room number.
The El Merghib in Tangier is only finished, built last November.
Oh.
Maybe it was another hotel?
Maybe.
But I check for you. No, no one in 642. You may have.
Thank you.
The porter will show you the room.
Kelly's, yeah.
I'm in. I've got the room.
Christ. There's ears in the desk drawer.
Huh?
Look, I'll meet you at the Café de Paris at the Place de France in a half an hour, okay?
Hi. You gonna treat me to a dinner tonight?
Look, Sonny, don't say anything over the telephone unless you don't mind sharing it with the hotel staff. Even this cafe is filled with police informers.
I'm sorry. Are you angry?
No, no, no. I'm just... café au lait?
Yes.
Waiter, deux café au lait. Anyway, I'll be by the phone if anything funny starts to happen.
You look tired. You're awfully quiet. I've always thought of expatriates as being strong and quiet. There's something romantic about the word. Reminds me of Hemingway and Gertrude Stein and all the artists that lived back in Paris in the 20s and 30s. Sometimes I wish I'd lived back then. Kasbah Kelly, how long have you been away?
I've been living here 10 years. Some people are expatriates before they're born. They're born having already left.
I wish I knew more about you. You don't allow people to see your past. You don't really open up to people, do you?
My life is personal. That's as it should be, don't you think?
Is it because you don't trust people?
They have a saying here. May Allah protect me from my friends. My enemies I can handle.
Ahmed, where's Mojo? In his room?
Come on, Sonny, this way.
You live upstairs, too?
Yeah. That door over there. This one's Mojo's. Mojo? He He's probably practicing voodoo in there. Mojo! Come on. He won't mind.
That incense is... He can hardly see.
Shh. He's over there, invoking the spirits.
What is he doing?
Voodoo.
No, it's not. It looks like yoga. I think he's in a trance. Look at his eyes.
Like stones.
Why is he playing that music?
Maybe we better leave him.
Kelly, look. Over there on the wall.
Where?
Oh. He can do it. What he said he could do. He's projecting his mind.
Look at that.
He's forming images on the wall.
It looks like mountains. But pretty realistic. In an eerie sort of way.
There's something coming. It's glowing. A light, see? It's sort of a bluish white light.
Well, the light seems to be coming closer. There's something holding the light. It's difficult to see.
It's so dark.
Yeah, I can't make out exactly what it... My God!
What?
Look, close. You can see who it is.
I can't... It's Jack! Oh, look at his face. How strange he is. As though he's dead.
Moon Over Morocco is a continuing adventure serial brought to you daily, Monday through Friday.
If you like what you're listening to, please visit zbs.org, where you can order this podcast as a complete set without this mention, as well as many other fine, wonderful, amazing, awesome, and brilliant productions. All are available on MP3. zbs.org.
Tune in this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Where are we?
We are here.
Here? Where's here?
Here is always where here is. Here.
Okay. Where do I go from here?
Oh. You go from here to here. So, you seek the Mazomuda.
Moon Over Morocco is produced by ZBS Media.